When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Captain's Run, SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 Brisbane, SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast. Listen live on the SEN app. Download the SEN app at the store, Apple Store or Google Play. And listeners that want to listen at any time, you can actually subscribe on Apple or Spotify. We've got huge things to talk about this fine Wednesday with the cavalry returning around the NRL. Cleary's, Reynolds, Haas, Cook, Arrow, Walker, Young, all named. We celebrate Dale Finucane's incredible career after his retirement yesterday. Stewart versus Hazard last week. This week we get Hetherington versus Maloney. The boys, they're all fired up. James Maloney will also join the show and we preview round eight. Give us a text 0457 736 736. Ask us any of your rugby league questions. But the great Cameron Smith's on the line. How you going, brother?
Kempy, I'm really good, mate. Hello, listeners, again. What another big week in rugby league. Plenty happening, some upsets across the weekend, some big performances by some individuals, some crazy stuff happening in the tunnels of some stadiums that we'll touch on and just try and sort of pick apart what happened there. But we'll probably start with Dale. Can we start with Dale, mate?
Oh, absolutely.
With his retirement?
Absolutely.
Well, and you know, as a person that's sort of covered and watched a lot of rugby league, you know, I'll say my piece after you, but what's your thoughts or memories of Dale Finucane?
Oh, mate, Dale Finucane. I guess the biggest compliment that I can give, especially as a winger, like rugby league, if you play NRL, you're tough. Like you're tougher than usually the general public. Now, that's like, you know, the general public, if they were tested, maybe they would be as tough. But usually you go through some tough stuff to get into an NRL side. What is the most exceptional thing about Dale Finucane? He was the toughest of the tough. So in a group of men, and now women obviously, but in a group of men that would out-tough 90% of the population, he was at the tip of the pyramid. Matter of fact, he would be a bloke that a lot of people would want, you know, to lead into battle. And just some of the stuff that he did on the field in regards to, you know, you get the superstars, you got your Reece Walshes, and there's a place for them. Your Billy Slater's, we love it. There's nothing better than watching your Billy Slater's killing it. But when you're talking about the glue-in teams, the guys that may not get the same raps as a Reece Walsh or a Nathan Cleary, it's Dale Finucane every day of the week. What about yourself, Smithy?
Well, mate, I was lucky enough to have him as a teammate of mine for for several seasons. And you know what, like, what a legend of a player he was. He was a guy that you really, really enjoyed playing alongside. He's a guy that would just get out there and just play no-frills footy. Like, he reminds me a bit of another teammate of mine, Dallas Johnson, right? So, you know, and they'd admit, you know, publicly to this, that they weren't given the same skill set of, say, you know, like a Billy Slater or a Cooper Cronk, Greg Inglis, these type of guys. But what they did do is they worked extremely hard at putting themselves in a position and finding a way to make themselves NRL players or play at a standard that could see them stay in the NRL. And you know, Dale was certainly one of them. He's one of the toughest players I've ever played alongside, ever. And you know, you're tossing up some of the greatest players of our game that, you know, I could mention there with, you know, guys like Webke and Sivanis Eva and, you know, Gordon Tallis. And I've played against a couple of good ones as well. And, you know, guys like Ruben Wickie. But he was tough as nails. And, like, if you compare him to those guys, like, he was giving away so much size. So as far as, like, stature is concerned, he wouldn't be any taller than me. If he's taller than me, like, he's a bees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's probably weighing in at a touch over 100 kilos. So, but he played the game the same style as those other guys that I just spoke about that were absolute giants. So he was such a good teammate, as I mentioned, to have to play alongside, because you just knew exactly what he was going to give you. And they're the best guys to have alongside you in a team, isn't it? I'm thinking I'm right there, Kempy. Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't have to, as soon as they pull the boots on and get out on the field, you don't have to worry about them because you know exactly what they're going to give you. You know exactly what they're going to do. And on top of that, mate, and most importantly, is he's one of the nicest fellas you'll ever meet as well. Just a really, really down-to-earth type of guy. You know, never, ever got carried away with his achievements on the footy field. Lovely family. You know, his wife, Maddie, and his two little kids. Just some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. You know, and he did it. He had to do it the hard way too. Like he's the first three seasons he had at the Dogs. Like he joined a side that was, you know, really competitive, a team that was sort of they were at the top of their game at the time. But he actually played in three losing grand finals before he was able to win one. So he played in the 2012 grand final, and got beaten by the Storm. Then he loses the 2014 grand final and the 2016 grand final before he had the opportunity to play in the 2017 grand final against the Cowboys representing the Storm. Scored a try, the big fella. So he's a grand final try scorer and got his first premiership. So, you know, he's the type of guy that he was one of the first in and one of the last to leave, always working on himself physically and mentally to make himself better. And, you know, just a legend. So Dale... on behalf of myself and Kempy and all of the Captain's Run listeners, congratulations on a wonderful career, mate. And I'm sure he's going to be in the game in some capacity.
Oh, mate, absolutely. And, you know, the age-old joke of, like, nice guys finish last, Dale Finucane is the opposite of that. He is genuinely one of the best blokes and also just very supportive of, you know, even with any time I'd reached out and helped me with a podcast or anything like that, mate, he was there in a heartbeat.
Well, I'll tell you, mate, he might have a modelling career.
What?
Well, I've seen him modelling the bloke.
Oh,
merch.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Is he staying on the books?
Yeah, he's on the books still, of course. Of course. Hey, listen, blokes' clothing are not made for good sorts. They're made for the battlers like myself.
Yes.
The great Dale Finucane. They're made for the battler. They're made for the battler. I will say, and I know this is going to sound really silly and stupid, but he is one of the very few players in when they play. When they make an error, you go, oh, you know what? You kind of earned that. Like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, like,
90% of players, when they make an error, I'm like, oh, my God, just hold the bloody ball. Whereas when he does, because he has earned such a reputation of, like, mate, the only way that's happening is if, like, he's just so fatigued that it happened. You go, yeah, all right, fair enough. It's kind of Paddy Carrigan for me at the Broncos, for example. When he makes an error, I go, yeah, you've done about 25 hit-ups, mate. Okay, we'll defend you. We'll defend the set for you, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Mate, well, yeah, I haven't seen... Look, I'm sure we had a bit of a joke about you know, Dale and Craig Bellamy's relationship in Melbourne, saying that Dale was an adopted child of Craig's. That's how much he loved him, right? He just loved the way he went about things at training and worked hard and just played hard and all that sort of stuff, like the way that Craig loves his players playing. But I did see some quotes from Fitzy, Craig Fitzgibbon, his current coach at the Sharkies, just summing up, you know, what he's meant to Cronulla. Now, he's only been there, what, 2-3 seasons now? You know, so he's made an immediate impact. And so Fitzy went on to say, to have players like Dale that come along that embody the team spirit and then is just as complete savage in every fashion. He's such a great man. Our club will never forget his time here. So, you know, that's that really sums up sort of what he's about. He plays the game hard, but trains hard also, but then outside of, you know, the training field and the playing field, he's just a great club person and a person that really, you know, gets the best out of everyone else as well. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person, wonderful footy player. And I'm sure we'll see him around the traps continuing on.
Mate, just looking at this Bellamy quote back in 2021, he's been better for the club than the club has been for him. That is a very weighty, you know, statement from Bellamy after so much success at that club. That's pretty incredible for Bellamy to say that.
Oh, mate, huge. You know, given the amount of players that have gone through there, quality players, and have done a lot of wonderful things for the footy club. So that, again, that just sums up, you know, I'm talking about Fitzy, who's made comment about Dale just in that short period of time. You know, he's done amazing things in Melbourne too. So wonderful guy, wonderful player. Yeah, what a great career. 251 games, mate, he punched out. So that's pretty impressive.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, incredible career and absolutely, you know, one of the best blokes you'll ever meet. And hopefully, I mean, he doesn't mind the camera, old Dale. A bit of singing here and there. Hey?
No, he loves performing, doesn't he?
Loves performing. So who knows? Yeah. Australian Idol, just quietly?
I don't know about that. he's good, but yeah. He might have a bit more time now to practice.
Mate.
Practice his skills.
He's got the people behind him, Smithy. Doesn't matter how good he is. He's got the people behind him.
He's got the raspy voice, the raspy voice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Hey, there's a real angle with the raspy voice. Butler, Aussie Butler, raspy voice.
There's a niche.
Yeah, there's a niche. Get into it. Other big news over the weekend. Ponga's injury. Done his Liz Frank. He's going to be out for a few months.
Yes.
Minimum, most likely, or not most likely, a chance he could out be for the whole season. Thoughts?
Well, this is massive for Newcastle, stating the obvious. So, yeah, given his form last year and then even the start of this year where that they've been struggling, right? Mm. The Knights have been struggling, but he's been the one guy that if you think, well, they're a chance of winning, it's been off the back of him. No one else.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. I don't know what they're going to do at the moment. Oh, well, I do know what they have to do. They have to come up with a plan B real quick. Real quick. Mm. Because, like, I think he's been so heavily relied on with, you know, just his that X factor. And not just his X factor, but just his out-and-out ability to beat defenders. And, you know, if he doesn't make a clean line break, he's causing a bit of havoc to the defensive line and getting the Knights on the front foot. So I just don't know what their answer is now without him. Like if we're going to be honest, like that's the main reason why they made it as far as they did last year. Yeah. Was off the back of his performances. Now I know, you know, all the other players were playing some pretty good footy and they were up and about, but it was all off the back of KP and what he was doing. But this year he's continued on, but I don't think we've seen as much sort of enthusiasm or upbeat sort of style of footy from the rest of his teammates. Mm. That's a concerning thing. Mm. Now, like, I know there's talk about, you know, the impact of Origin and all that sort of stuff. Like, forget about Origin. It's the Newcastle Knights who are going to be the heaviest hit in this whole sort of injury.
Mate, it's the concerning thing with the Knights is that, you know, last year, even when they were on their run, I agree with you that, you know, it was on the back of KP. But if he were to go down in that period, he'd be like, look, there is a bit of grit here.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Like, maybe they might not go on a 10-win streak, but, you know, maybe they'll fight their way through a few victories. My concern with the Knights is, like, they look like quite a defeated team. Not even – defeat is probably the wrong word, but they definitely don't look mentally ready to handle the loss of KP. From what I've seen so far, they don't look like a team – that has a steely underbelly right now. Maybe they'll grow into it towards the end of the year, but right now, to handle such a big loss.
But why not? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Where's that confidence gone from last year? Mm. You know, you and I both just spoke about how, you know, KP was the main man, but they were all up and about, weren't they?
Yeah.
Where's that gone? How has that disappeared? They can't have lost that feeling or that belief that they had last year.
Yeah,
you know, and just I don't know, like their entire squad just I don't know, yeah, like what was the word you used? Deflated? No, what was the word?
Oh, he used defeated or mentally?
Yeah, defeated. Yeah, yeah. Like just it looks like when they're out there, like if things don't go well from early, then they just like, well, it's going to be too hard today, boys. Mm.
Yeah,
which is the wrong mentality to have. Like you should be in the fight.
Especially
no matter what.
Their roster's pretty good. Like, it's not necessarily, like, you know, some of these rosters, when they kind of capitulate, you go, well, look, you know, some reserve grades are in there, sprinkled throughout. Maybe they're not ready for, you know, all that kind of stuff. Look, we're going to head to a break. After the break, we're going to get into, you know, we're going to get heaps. We're getting into the Knights, what's happening there, the Eels, what's going on there. We're going to get into Marnie versus Hetherington, the referee rotation, and also the great Nathan Cleary returns to the Panthers clash against the Cowboys.